Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Cuba. It was wild what the previous administration was doing with Cuba. It did make sense, their goals and what they were doing, but it wasn't right in what was happening. And the Cuban people, they're not teaching history anymore. We'll talk more about it in a future program, but they don't teach history. Majors who are going to teach history for others stop hearing history in our education system at eighth grade.
That's amazing.
And they're going to go teach history.
Amazing.
And they learn more in 2 weeks with David Barton than they did with wall builders, than they did
years of
all the years,
including education.
They were going back for their not their 4 year, but their
masters.
Yeah, they're going back for their masters in history. In 2 weeks, they learned more. And the thing about it is, the Castro, Cuba was free. Cuba's 90 miles off the Florida coast of America. It's real close. At one time, we had nuclear threat coming from them. There was, they're called the Bay of Pigs. Those pigs are submarines underwater. That's what they called them, the Bay of Pigs. Russian submarines that were possibly during John Kennedy's administration shoot them at us. Mm. And that's a whole story in itself. But Cuba was free. That's where a lot of Americans went and vacation and different things, and they came back and forth. But all of a sudden, he came from Mexico, I believe,
yes.
Right? Castro did. Came into the small island of Cuba and began to just totally take over the people. Put communism clamps down and begin to line like 91 of their leaders and just shot them all, just abused the people. It's been terrible for
it's
60
horrific.
Years now.
It's a lockdown.
But President Trump just undid with one swipe of a pen everything the previous administration done, and the Cuban people in America are celebrating him. But something so awesome happened here during that time. One of the people that Castro killed, well, when he took over Cuba, was a police chief. And after he was in leadership for a while, the police chief's son was excellent at playing the violin. They went to his school and they demanded him to come in to be able to play the violin for him. It's like, you killed my father, you know, you think. And so he refused to go. And they came blazing in, John, with guns.
Wow.
And except demanded him to play.
After they had just killed his father.
Well, recently, you know, yeah. he was 12 at this time. But I'm not going to break. I'm just going to show you, tell you, you got to see this. Watch what your president or President Donald Trump, wherever you're watching this, has honored the Cuban people in our country, the Cuban people from Cuba, and this young man who was forced at gunpoint, reportedly, to play his violin. Look what happened then and find out what happened now. Check it out.
America believes that free, independent, and sovereign nations are the best vehicle for human happiness, for health, for education, for safety, for everything. We all accept that all nations have the right to chart their own paths, and I'm certainly a very big believer in that. So we will respect Cuban sovereignty, but we will never turn our backs on the Cuban people. That will not happen. Over the years, a special sympathy has grown between this land of the free and the beautiful people of that island so close to our shores and so deeply woven into the history of our region. America has rejected the Cuban people's oppressors. They are rejected. Officially today, they are rejected. And to those people, America has become a source of strength and our flag a symbol of hope. I know that is exactly what America is to you and what it represents to you. It represents the same to me. It represents the same to all of us. And that is what it was to a little boy, Luis Aza. You ever hear of Luis? Became very famous, great talent. Just 8 years old when Fidel Castro seized power. At the time, Luis's father was the police chief in Santiago de Cuba. You know Santiago? Yeah? Oh, they know Santiago. Just days after Fidel took control, his father was one of 71 Cubans executed by firing squad near San Juan Hill at the hands of the Castro regime. Luis buried his grief in his great love of music. He began playing the violin so brilliantly and so beautifully. Soon the regime saw his incredible gift and wanted to use him for propaganda purposes. When he was 12, they organized a national television special and demanded he play a solo for Raul Castro, who, by the way, is leaving now. I wonder why. They sent an official to fetch Luis from his home, but Luis refused to go. And a few days later, Castro's soldiers barged into his orchestra practice area, guns blazing. They told him to play for them. Terrified, Luis began to play. And the entire room was stunned by what they heard. Ringing out from the trembling boy's violin was a tune they all recognized. This young Cuban boy was playing the Star Spangled Banner. Luis played the American national anthem all the way through. And when he finished, the room was dead silent. When we say that America stands as a symbol to the world, a symbol of freedom, and a symbol of hope, that is what Luis meant. And that is what Luis displayed that day. It was a big day. It was a great day. And that is what we will all remain. That was a very important moment, just like this is now for Cuba, a very important moment. America will always stand for liberty, and America will always pray and cheer for the freedom of the Cuban people. Now, that little boy whose story I just told you, the one who played that violin so beautifully so many years ago, is here with us today in our very, very packed and extremely warm auditorium. Of course, he is no longer a little boy, but a world-renowned violinist and conductor, one of the greats. And today he will once again play his violin and fill the hearts of all who love and cherish Cuba, the United States, and freedom. I would like now to invite Luis to the stage. Luis.
so awesome. I think Amazing. About the full circle moment that is, because when yes. your dad has been murdered by a totalitarian communistic leader who just barged in from Mexico to take over Cuba, which is Castro, mm-hmm. Fidel Castro, and his brother, Raul, and who's in leadership right now at the time of this, but he's saying he's leaving, so we got to explore that a little
That's
bit. That's huge, because his family has oppressed and hurt. You, all these Cuban Americans that you see right now, they have family members. They've had to leave Cuba and still being oppressed there. This one particular lady that we didn't have a chance to be able to show you, but we'll make it available to you on the BFN Torch, but she was in jail, John, 15 years as a political prisoner there. And President Trump brought her up and embraced her and gave her the mic. And she thanked President Trump. She thanked America. She said, I still have all of them in my eyes and my memory for the my people in Cuba. And he just embraced her and gave her a kiss on the cheek. Can you imagine, though, that here you are in jail, in Castro's world, being oppressed, and because of the new leader that was going to rise. I mean, the previous leader was dancing.
Oh, yeah.
With the Castro, Raul Castro, in the streets. I mean, literally, they were dancing in the streets. And the new leader's like, I want to free the prisoners, the political prisoners. He's saying, let them go.
Well, you know, God has a plan for Cuba and the Cuban people. And according to the prophetic words, a couple of them, is that they're going to see unprecedented revival in Cuba. Cuba's already experiencing revival. We've talked about it on this program. A move of God.
During the oppression.
Oh, during the oppression.
We can learn a lot of things, how the church thrived during that time, because there's so many distractions right now.
Yeah.
And people are focusing on the shiny object. But when the shiny object's taken away because they had nothing.
Well, listen, one of the pastors in Cuba says, and we shared this on one of our programs, that our people, why we have so many church plants, is our people don't have the entertainment. They don't have the resources. I think they live on a dollar a day.
We can't come to public buildings and...
Yeah. Yeah. So they do the work of the Lord. They evangelize. They go into their neighborhoods and they preach the gospel and they witness, and they meet in homes all across
Cuba. That's what is their birth in homes. The Baptist church, the charismatic church, they both have thrived there.
Yes.
In a powerful way. And we'll make that related so you can find out about it. But it's like a revival is going to be coming out of Cuba. I think it was Rick Joyner that prophesied about
Rick Joyner and Rich Vera as well, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Rich Vera. Yeah. One of the words is that Cuba's going to see such a turnaround that the property in Cuba is just going to be worth so much money.
Right.
It's going to be bustling. So you have the revival, the blessing of God.
And this whole thing just flipped. Nobody ever would have thought, unless you heard the word and believed the word of the Lord, that God was going to flip this thing around. And he's flipping the world. You have these programs on television called Flip a House.
Yeah.
God is flipping the world right now.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.